Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, as we've been saying, thousands of Irish people who worked in the UK have been given an extension to avail of this special top-up to their pensions. The International Pension Centre in the UK is offering these people the opportunity to add extra years to their UK pension, and the deadline for them to do that has been extended until April of next year, April of 2025. Owen McGee is here, personal finance expert. And Owen, we have spoken about this a number of times in the past, but there are so many people in this country who may not be aware of this scheme that we're going to do it again.
Yes, and like one of the things, and just to, I know the phone lines light up and the text machine lights up. So does my phone line in the office when we talk about it. I do not, or my private practice does not deal with this stuff. So I'm just giving the information that's available. There's no point ringing my office.
Understood.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And so does the office. But no, it is a unique opportunity. So this really, if you break it down, how do you become entitled to a UK state pension? The first hurdle you have to get over is you need 3 years working in the UK, okay? That having 3 years doesn't mean that you're entitled to a pension. It just gets you on the pitch,
okay,
I suppose.
Okay, that's the starting point. That's so if you were there for less than 3 years, you're out.
You're out. Now, I'm sorry to say this, but I do know people who said, I was there for 2.5 years, I applied, and they told me I had three. And so it is 3 years, they're really clear on the website. But if you're borderline and you're not sure, stick the application in anyway and see what happens, okay? But 3 years, that's the black and white rules. 3 years is what it is. And if you're less than 3 years, less than 36 months, in fact, is what they say, you're out.
Okay.
So 3 years is one thing. That's to get you on the pitch, but it doesn't get you any pension yet. You have to have 10 years of contributions to national insurance, which is the equivalent of PRSI here, there. We have PRSI here, they have national insurance over there. You have to have 10 years national insurance contributions before you get entitled to an old age pension, which kicks in from 66 over there at the moment. It's expected to go up to 67 or whatever in 2026. So 10 years gets you a pension. Now you're on the pitch, you're getting paid. When you retire, you're getting money. The unique opportunity that exists right now, in any given year, you can go back over the last 6 years and buy up extra contributions, which is great. So if you have 4 years, you can go back over the last 6 years and bring you up to the 10 years and on your pitch. And now what you can do is, or you're getting a pension, but now what you can do is you can buy all the years between now and your retirement, but before you hit that 66. So you can go backwards 6 years and then you can start to pay between now and the day you actually retire. The opportunity that exists is in 2016, the UK authorities changed their pension system. And what they said, because they made a change to it, they said, OK, you can buy any years you missed between 2006 and 2016. That window is open. And that's the window that's closing on April 5th, 2025. So the opportunity to buy any years that you missed in that 10 year period, you can still do it now. So if you think about it, if you found someone who is, if you're sitting at home, you're going, I had exactly 3 years. Next, after April next year, you'd only be able to buy six, which brings you up to nine and you're not going to be there. Whereas right now you could buy 2007, 2008, 2009 or whatever years you missed between 2006 and 2016. And now you've got your pension. And it is really worth doing.
A full pension? No.
No. So you'll need to have the full service to get the full pension. For every year that you buy, it equates to £270 per year in retirement. Okay, so if you think about it, if the maths is really simple, if you buy an extra 10 years, it'll give you an extra £2,700 per year in retirement for
And the years cost how much?
This is what the other thing is, and the reason why I brought it up with you and I wanted to talk to you about it today. There's two types of insurance classes. There's class two and class three. Now, class three, depending on the year you're buying, it can change the rate. So class three, for example, £824 for 2017, £795 for 2020. So the rates, so if you'll allow me, just call it £800 for that class three. OK, £800 for class three, and that'll get you to £270. Class two is, again, allow me just to round it off, £200. So it's much cheaper to get class two. The difference between the two of them, though, is, let's try and really simplify this. What they're saying is class two, which is the cheaper one, the UK government are basically saying we're only on the hook for you for retirement benefits. Whereas with class three, the more expensive one, they're saying we're on the hook for all of your benefits, retirement benefits, if you go into hospital before retirement, all the other things that you're...
Sure, we don't need that if we're here.
Most people don't need that. So the only people that it applies to is people who left the UK and didn't go working anywhere else and didn't sign up to a PRSI equivalent scheme somewhere else. So the vast majority of people should be class two. Now, this is anecdotal, but it's very regular anecdotal that's coming to me. At the start of this process, when we highlighted at the very start, most people were being offered class two because class two applies to everyone. It seems, and I'm going to say the word anecdotal again, it seems that it's almost like a default now that people are being offered the £800 ones. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm finding is people are actually appealing it and they've been dropped back to the class two, the cheap one.
Okay.
So that's my appeal to your listeners today. If you're in the process already, you need to, and they've offered you the £800 per year purchase price, then I would go back and say, sorry, and you need to write to them again and say, sorry, should I not be entitled to class two? And I've seen loads of people be dropped down to class two.
Right, which is £200. And that's going to get you per year.
£270 per year. So in other words, if you pay for class two at £200 mm-hmm. and you live for kind of 6 or 7 months after you retire, you've got your money back. And okay. You're in profit thereafter, whereas it takes about 3 years to get the £800 contribution back.
All right, listen, I've loads of questions in, so we'll go through some of them. My husband died 2 years ago. I had a small English pension. I'm told I can't claim it until I'm 66. I'm 64 at the moment. Is this right?
Yeah, it sounds right. And I tell you what that could be, and this is an intricacy and I'm going to jump out on a limb here. I'd suggest this has got to do with that they're only on the hook for retirement benefits. They're not on the hook for all the other pre-retirement benefits like widow's pension or disability or any of those things. That's what it suggests.
So they may have the class two.
Yes, they may have the class two, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one from Bernie. I've 10 years of social insurance payments in the UK. I'm on a public service pension in Ireland. Will I have to pay tax on my UK pension?
Let's be really clear. If you live in Ireland, you're responsible to pay tax. You're required to pay tax on your global income. And you will have to pay tax. What I will say, though, is we do have a double taxation agreement there. So whatever tax you have to pay in the UK, if they deduct anything from it, you'll get credit for it here by the Irish tax tax system.
Bernie has more questions.
Go for it, Bernie.
Would I be better transferring it to Ireland because I have a couple of years PRSI payments here?
No. And this is a really important thing. And it's been really clear by the department here. Your entitlement to an Irish pension is not affected by your entitlement to the UK pension. So people often look at PRSI or national insurance in this case as a tax. It's not a tax. It's an insurance policy.
It's your money.
It's your money you've paid into the system. Mm-hmm. And I actually think this is an upshot of Brexit. This is a positive that came out of Brexit for us. Because if you paid PRSI in France or Germany or across Europe, it would be taken into account in Ireland. And it would affect your ability. You wouldn't be able to claim both, is what I'm saying. Whereas with the UK pension, state pension, you can claim both.
Okay. Bernie also wants to know if she should purchase back more years in the UK.
Yes.
So she's at 10 years. Yeah. She can get more.
Yeah. I like, to be honest, when you look at the maths, if you're at £200 to buy back a year and you have to live for 6 or 7 months after retirement, it makes sense to me to do it.
Okay, you should, Bernie. Next one. I worked for 3 years in the UK in the 1990s. Is it worth trying to claim anything?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
You're in.
Yeah, you're in. You've got your 3 years on the. You're on the pitch. You just need to get yourself up to 10 years. One of the things I want to make sure we don't miss before we finish up, and I know you're going to go to more questions, but it's come into my head twice. The deadline is April 5th, 2025. And we did get in touch with HMRC yesterday and they said you have to have paid for the back years by the April 5th, 2025. Oh. Most people are telling me at the moment that it's taken about 10 months to get a reply. So it's not even just to be in the system. I would say this is your last call.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now.
If you're listening to this or you know someone who's going to be affected by it, listen back to it later. Send it on to them. Let them listen back to it later. But this is your last call.
OK. Did you have to be a full-time worker to qualify for this? Does it matter?
No, it's national insurance contributions and it's the same. You're paying national insurance, you're paying national insurance. 36 months is the important thing.
I'm not sure if you know the answer to this one, but this person just wants to simply know, how do I find my old national insurance number?
That's actually one of the things that the International Pension Centre, and people will often say, the best thing to do here is the UK International Pension Centre. When you Google that, you will be brought to that site or you'll find that site. Be careful, there'll be a lot of ads above it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the companies that are doing it, but you can deal directly here and most people are finding it's an easy thing to do directly.
Okay, give us that again.
UK International Pension Centre. Okay. Just Google that and it's actually really informative.
Okay, we have covered this before on the programme and anecdotally, using that word again, people have come back to me and have said that the process is really complicated. Can people do this themselves?
Yeah, I do think
being
people
honest.
Can do it. Yeah, I do think people can do it themselves. Like, I know there's people around me who have done it and I expected them to really come at me. And I'll stress again, we don't do it in work. I expected them to have to sit down and do the forms and they were well able to do it. Now,
okay.
And that's a broad spectrum of people. That's people that you would expect would be able to do it and people that you would expect not to be able to do it. So I don't know who your friends are, Claire.
There you go. I'll go back and tell them that. But it is something you think that most of us would be able
to. There are companies out there who will do this for you for a small fee. Just make sure you're comfortable with them. And the question I would always say when you're engaging with any professional, we all believe ourselves that we're good and we'd be able to look after ourselves. But ask yourself when you're engaging with any professional, if you knew someone vulnerable, would you be happy for them to be dealing with them? Because your guard will be up a bit more for the people that you've considered vulnerable in your life.
Now, this listener has 10 years of stamps in the UK, so national insurance contributions in the 1980s. If I do nothing, will I get my pension at 66?
You should do, but I'd still check it. Because what happens if you have 9.5 years or something? I would get into the International Pension Centre, but you should also be trying to buy back any year. You don't have to buy all the years back, but anything you can afford at all to buy back, you should. But I would be checking it at this stage before that deadline is gone.
Kate worked in England for 10 months in the late 70s. Am I entitled to anything?
I really doubt it, Kate. Like 10 months just doesn't seem enough to me. One of the things just to be clear, I said under 3 years. Sometimes if you were over there and you were in training, you might have got a class of national insurance contributions, even though you weren't working. So that's sometimes, I think that's the explanation why some people are breaking the 36-month rule. I was there for 2.5 years, but I was training. I was working there for 2.5 years, but I was training for a year on top of that. So that's why sometimes it's a bit of I thought I had less than 3 years national insurance.
There's a bit of ambiguity about it in those cases.
Yeah.
This listener has 4 years of national insurance contributions. Can I buy extra years to make me eligible for a UK pension? I can even answer that. Yes, you can.
Absolutely, yep.
But they also want to know if you need a UK bank account to do this.
No, you shouldn't have to. I haven't come across that problem at all, Claire.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a retired nurse who worked for 5 years in the UK. The remainder of the career then was in Ireland. At 66, I applied for my Irish pension. I included this information as requested on the form. However, when I got the Irish pension, these years were excluded on calculation. So can I apply to the UK for these years? This person worked there from 1974 to 79.
Absolutely. And I'm not surprised that the Irish state pension excluded it because it's nothing to do with them. That's why they're two different schemes. So they're not going to give you credit for the UK because you're entitled to the UK one as well. So that person definitely needs to.
So is that person going to get a reduction in their Irish pension and the difference will be made up by the...
No, they shouldn't get any reduction. That's why the Irish pension system ignored it. They just said, that's nothing to do with us. We're not giving you... They didn't give them credit for it, but they also won't deduct them for it. Mm. And they're saying, go deal with the UK state pension authorities.
So whatever she's going to get from the UK will be on top of her Irish state pension.
On top of is probably I'd use a slightly different word. I'd use separate to.
Separate
the Irish
to.
State. Yes.
Okay. All right. Listen, we have to leave it there. And if you want to listen back in order to pick up all of those tips again from Owen, because it is complicated, but it's so worth doing, you can catch up on the RT Radio app. Owen McGee, thank you so much for coming in again.